A free offer that got suspended, free ice cream, and a free guide to Pinterest. It's all right here on The Free Stuff Show.
I like free stuff.
I like free stuff too.
We've been fans of freebies for years.
It's a hobby of ours, and we're always searching for the next free thing.
Join us on our quest for free stuff.
I'm Rick.
And I'm Tommy.
And this is The Free Stuff Show. And welcome to The Free Stuff Show. I'm Rick.
And I'm Tommy.
And this is the show that's all about free. We're both into collecting free stuff wherever we can find it, and in this podcast, we're going to tell you when, where, and how you can get free stuff, too.
Today, we'll tell you about a company that suspended a free sample offer on their website due to overwhelming demand. We'll tell you what company it was, why it happened, and discuss the ramifications of such a scenario. We'll also tell you how you can get free ice cream and a free guide to Pinterest.
Today's show is sponsored by Jobcast Central. Looking for your next career? Look no further than JobcastCentral.com. Employers, list your jobs for free at Jobcast Central. There's no charge and no limit. It's free. Go to www.JobcastCentral.com. Well, Tommy, we had something interesting that came up recently, and it really sparked a little discussion about some companies that offer free items and then kind of pull those offers. All right, tell us about what happened in this case.
One of the articles I wrote on the Free Stuff Show website was about Maddie's Organic Morsels, their dog treats, and they are apparently giving away one free pack of them on our website for just putting in your name and email address and street address. So, it was a really easy thing to fill out, and it's really accessible. Is the article still up there?
Yeah, it's still up there, and I think that caused a little bit of confusion, too.
Yeah, because shortly after I wrote the article and put up the link, apparently they ran out of stock for these free samples, and they're not offering them anymore.
So what exactly does it say on their website?
It actually says, "How about a free sample? Sorry, Maddie has to temporarily suspend samples due to overwhelming demand. Try again soon." So basically it's saying, you want some free stuff? Sorry, we don't have it.
Well, actually, it is a little confusing because on their website, obviously on that page, that landing page that they put up for you to apply for the free sample, they had to say, I'm sorry, they're temporarily unavailable because we ran out of them or the supply was not enough to fulfill the demand at the time, but the way they did it, it was almost like they were just kind of
misleading.
Well, it was kind of like they were throwing it in your face, like, "Hey, you want a free sample? Sorry, can't have it."
It still says right under the picture, which is right under the thing where it says sorry. It still says fill out Maddie's free sample form below, and we'll send you a free sample of our newest flavor ideas. And they still have the form where you can fill out your name and address. So it's saying, it's still there, they didn't take it down, but you're not getting anything out of filling it out.
Well, I think I understand the reasoning behind this, because I think they still want to collect, because when they offer the free samples, what's one of the reasons that companies offer free samples in the first place?
Well, they want to get people into their product, they want feedback, and they want your contact info.
Exactly. They want your contact info so they can sell you the product, and so they have you on their mailing list or whatever the list, you know, their sales list.
So that's why that stuff is still there.
Yeah, and it makes sense.
But it still says that we're going to send you a free sample even though they don't have stock.
Well, what they're saying, it's almost at the very beginning like they're saying, "Hey, you want a free sample? Sorry, tough luck. But go ahead and put your name in here anyway."
It still says we're going to send you a free sample after filling it out, even though they don't have anything.
Yeah, it's
misleading.
Yeah, it is. And look, we're not here to bash Maddie's organic morsels.
I'm sure it's good stuff, even though I'm not a dog. But I'm sure to dogs it's good stuff.
Well, once again, we're not bashing them. We're not putting them down or anything. You know, they're probably a small company that they were offering the free samples, and they just didn't really expect the demand for them. There's just more than they could probably afford to send out free samples for. And you know, you also have to figure that giving out free samples does cost a company money, and if it surpasses the budget, or you know, considering the fact that it probably is a small company, so it probably can't handle a huge number of requests. And I don't know if we had anything to do with that, because you did promote it on our Free Stuff Show site, and who knows, we probably had quite a few hits from that. I don't know if that had anything to do with it or not, but in any case, you know, this sort of thing does happen, but there's a way to handle it. I think there's a way to handle it, and I don't know that, you know, I wouldn't take down the landing page, because you don't want it to be a broken link, but on the other hand, they probably could have reworded this or handled it a little better, or maybe just say, you know what, change the wording over the form, and instead of saying, we'll send you a free sample, even though we set up above it, we weren't, and just say, well, you know what, if you want to be put on our list, so you're on the list when we do reinstate the free sample offer, or in case we do, yeah, then go ahead and put your name and address here. I think that would have been the way to handle it. So, you know, and you know what? Companies do this. This does happen. And
it also opens up the question of how much amount to give away as samples if you want a constant, to constantly give away samples, if it's, you know, something you're planning for long term.
Well, you kind of have to budget it.
Yeah.
You know, you have to put in a budget, and this is what we're budgeted for, and this is what our limits are. And then you have to have a plan in place so that when you fill that quota of free samples to go out, then you have a graceful way of closing that down or suspending it. You have a graceful exit strategy, so to speak.
Yeah, a lot of sample offers aren't eternal, you know.
A lot of them aren't. In fact, you go to our website, I think we have a few from like a year or so ago that are
completely
not
outdated.
Completely outdated, that are no longer offered. And that does happen. I mean, a lot of samples, a lot of free offers are time limited. They're just for a limited time, and you know, after that expires, you know, then that's it. I think maybe Maddie's could have maybe if they made it a time limited offer, that might have been a little bit easier on them, I suppose. I don't know.
Overall, I think it's pretty normal how they did it. I mean, obviously, they're not going to have stock forever. It's just that it's a little misleading on their website. That's all.
Yeah, I think they could have adjusted that a little bit, though. But well, you know, we're not knocking them. They seem like a pretty good company, and looks like they mean well on it. It happens, and you know, it happens to other companies too. And the thing is, when it happens, what's the recourse? You know, when somebody puts in for a free offer, and it turns out the free offer has been suspended, or maybe they just missed it.
There's nothing you can do.
There's nothing you can do. I mean, that's just the way it is.
I mean, it's free. You're not gaining or losing anything.
Exactly. So, see, you can't get upset about that. You know, it's free, so you can't complain. You know, it's just you know, first come, first serve, that kind of thing. So there's no point in getting upset about it at all. That's just the way it is. Now, there is a situation where there are some free offers that are not really free. They're fake freebies, and the companies just want to sign you up or get your information, and they have no intention of ever sending you a freebie.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
Now, there's a lot of that goes on, and we've actually talked about it before, I think, on a previous episode of the Free Stuff Show. Go back and listen to that episode, and we talk about that, about fake freebies, and we'll talk about it again later on. But, you know, that does happen, and that's something that, yeah, you can get it legitimately upset about if somebody is
flat out lie to you, yeah.
Yeah, if somebody's trying to bait you into
yeah, but something like this, it's nothing wrong with this.
What? Yeah, I think this was completely innocent. This was completely innocent on their part. It's just something they, you know, they were overwhelmed by the demand. You can't blame them for it. You can't. It's just, that's just the way it happens. I just would have maybe adjusted the landing page a little bit better. But overall, I think you can't get upset about that. So, any other comments on that?
Not at all. No.
Well, I'll tell you what, we'll keep an eye on this.
Yeah. I mean, I plan on getting the free samples once I have stock in again.
Yeah, and we'll let you know. We'll let you know if and when they reinstitute this. We'll make an announcement of it and put it up on the Free Stuff Show.
Yeah, I'm sure my dog wouldn't want to miss out on free dog treats.
Yeah. All right. Well, we have a couple of freebies to tell you about that are currently available. But before we do that, go ahead and give us the disclaimer.
Some free offers we talk about on the Free Stuff Show may be related to affiliate or referral programs from which we may receive a free item or a small commission. We may also receive free items in exchange for our feedback, promotional consideration, or an honest review. However, we also promote free items or offers that are available to the public without compensation, such as sample items offered as Try Before You Buy, items that are open source, or items in the public domain.
That's right. We are going to recommend anything to you that we wouldn't try or use ourselves. Everything that we talk about on the show or review on our site is either something that we've tried, something we use, or something that we would use if we needed or wanted it. And that's our disclaimer.
Here are our freebies of the week. We have a buy one, get one free deal at Cold Stone Creamery. Now may be the best time to get some ice cream for you and a friend, or just for yourself if you eat a lot of ice cream. Cold Stone Creamery is currently offering to give you a buy one, get one free coupon for joining their e-club. This coupon is apparently valid for any two orders, as the website reads, "Join our e-club and get two creations for the price of one." To join the e-club, all you have to do is go to their official website and sign up. You can then start by entering your zip code and choosing a Cold Stone Creamery location near you. After that, just fill out the digital form and enjoy your free ice cream. The offer also states that along with two creations for the price of one, you will also get much, much more. And who doesn't enjoy free ice cream and much, much more? Just go to thefreestuffshow.com/buy-one-get-one-cold-stone-creamery. Or you can just click on the article on the website at thefreestuffshow.com. It'll probably be easier.
Yeah, that works too.
And that's my freebie of the week.
And you know, this is perfect for the summer. And we're right in the middle of the summer. Free ice cream. Great offer. All right, I have a freebie of the week as well. MakeUseOf.com is offering a free guide to Pinterest called simply Your Guide to Pinterest by Maggie Marystone. It gives an overview of this unique online pinboard platform of images collected, organized, and shared by millions of Pinterest members and users worldwide. Pinterest was created in 2009, and in less than a decade has built a platform with over 20 million loyal users. According to a recent report by The Social Habit, 21% of social media users have a Pinterest account, and the number continues to grow. Now, Forbes claims Pinterest is the third largest popular social networking site, behind Facebook and Twitter. The bottom line? If you're not on Pinterest, you're missing out. Did you know that we're on Pinterest too? That's right, you can follow the Free Stuff Show on Pinterest and help us organize and share the latest discounts and freebies. So join us there on Pinterest. And I think we have a link on our website at thefreestuffshow.com. If we don't, we'll have one up very, very shortly on this. You can download your free guide to Pinterest today and get started. It's free. Just go to theforcefield.tradepub.com/free/w_make105, and you can download your free guide to Pinterest. Now, one disclaimer here. By downloading this free guide, you agree to receive regular updates on the latest cool apps, product reviews, and giveaways from Make Use Of. And Make Use Of has a lot of other free offers at theforcefield.tradepub.com as well, so you might want to check those out if you're interested. And that's my freebie of the week.
Well, that's all the free stuff we have for you this week. Join us each week for more free stuff and check out our website at www.thefreestuffshow.com, where you can read our blog and subscribe to our podcast to keep up with the latest free offers and promotions.
Remember, that's thefreestuffshow.com. If you just type in Free Stuff Show without the word "the" in front of it, you'll wind up somewhere else on the net instead of our site, so be careful typing the URL and enter thefreestuffshow.com.
And if you find anything free that you want to share with us, you can email us at comments@thefreestuffshow.com.
You can subscribe to the Free Stuff Show on our website at thefreestuffshow.com or listen to us on iTunes, Blueberry.com, Google Play Music, or stream it to your mobile device on Stitcher Radio. Well, that's our show for today. Before we go, any other final thoughts?
I'm just glad you could join us today. Join us again next time for more free stuff on The Free Stuff Show.
Once again, today's show is sponsored by Jobcast Central. Looking for your next career? Look no further than JobcastCentral.com. Employers, you can list your jobs for free at Jobcast Central. There's no charge and no limit. It's free, and you can't beat free. For the latest job listings or to list your jobs, go to www.jobcastcentral.com. Well, everyone, thanks for listening, and until next time, I'm Rick.
And I'm Tommy.
And this is The Free Stuff Show.